1238 here on the great WRKO. Okay, my friends, it's a story that I have reported on several times, that we have followed here on the Cooner Report. But I wanted somebody who is an expert on Haiti, who knows that island and its history and politics extremely well. And we found somebody. And I want all of you to hear what she has to say. Her name is Ezalie Danto. Hope I'm pronouncing it correctly. If not, my apologies. She is an award-winning playwright. She is a poet. She is a human rights attorney. She, in fact, was born in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, was raised in Stamford, Connecticut. She actually has some ties to the local Boston area. She holds a BA from Boston College, a JD from the University of Connecticut School of Law. She was also the attorney for the first democratically elected president of Haiti. She's currently the founder of the Haitian Lawyers Network. I could literally go on and on and on, but let me now have her join the show. Ezalie Danto, hope I'm pronouncing it correctly. Thank you so much for coming on the Cooner Report.
Thank you so much, Jeff, for having me. And yes, it's Ezalie Danto. You did well. Thank you.
Ezalie, I know I speak to many people here in the Haitian community in Boston. To be very candid with you, I was born in Montreal. I grew up with a lot of Haitian friends. There is a big Haitian community in Montreal, in Quebec, because they're French-speaking, so it was very easy for them to immigrate up there. Wonderful people, salt-of-the-earth people, phenomenal immigrants. It doesn't matter if they're in Canada. It doesn't matter if they're here in Boston. Doesn't matter if they're anywhere. They want America to know what the Clintons did to Haiti. And so could you please tell our audience and really the larger public, the media, what did the Clinton Foundation do when that tragic earthquake hit Haiti?
Right. Yes. So January 12, 2010, Haiti lost 310,000 people in 53 seconds. 2 million were homeless. The Clintons, Mr. Clinton, Bill Clinton, had already been in Haiti as the UN special envoy to Haiti. And then with Obama, Mrs. Clinton was Secretary of State. Haitians actually call the fund that they had at the UN, Bill Clinton, as UN special envoy to Haiti, said that he was going to build Haiti back better. And so did Mrs. Clinton as the Secretary of State. At the UN, donor countries gave money. Now, Mr. Clinton was just coming out of being UN special envoy for the tsunami. So he had experienced what that was about, and apparently he wanted more control. So he didn't use the regular banker at the UN, the UN Development Bank. He used the World Bank, which is mostly controlled by the United States, And he brought the World Bank into the UN to be the depositor for the monies that were being raised. They raised, as of, you know, the information we have, about $10 billion. And it was supposed to be about Haiti reform. At the Secretary of State, at State Department, there was $3.6 billion raised. Now, what your audience have to understand is when Mrs. Clinton came into office, she signed an ethics agreement with the Obama administration saying that they would not mingle Clinton Foundation's business with State Department business. Well, that was not. If you wanted to help in Haiti and you called the State Department during the time of the earthquake, they would tell you immediately, call the Clinton Foundation. So immediately that agreement was messed up. So we're talking about almost $14 billion, and Haiti was not built better.
Ezalie, I don't mean to cut you off, but so they raised how much? What was the figure again?
$14 billion.
With
$10 billion at the UN.
With a B. $14 billion.
At the Secretary of State. $14 billion.
Wow.
Actually, it's 13.6.
Wow.
I just rounded it off.
Wow.
All right. Now go down to Haiti and tell me what did they build. What they said they built, what the flagship Haiti reconstruction was a sweatshop. Now, to tell you how evil that is, let me give you very quick, since we have a little bit more time. So the United States, Haitians are 80%, 70 to 80% farmers, okay? And what happened in the 80s was that the United States and the internationals decided that the best way to use Haitian labor was to throw them into factories. So they pushed the Haitians off their land and brought them into the capital area, where they would then meet their death on January 12, 2010. But by pushing the Haitians off their land to say that the best way for development was this sweatshop idea, what they did was they lost Haiti something like 830,000 jobs. That's how many jobs was lost in terms of people being able to feed their families. 30 years ago, Haiti was food sufficient. The farmers were able to feed the entire nation. But with unfair trade, what they call free trade, and the free trade zone, people just became much more, they left their lands to go into these wage job events, and they started a whole free trade zone in this place called Cité Soleil in Haiti. Now, that's in the 80s. And what happened was when the wall fell, when the Cold War was over, and this big market was open in Asia, the companies that were using Haitian labor were able to take all their stuff and go down to China and Afghanistan, all these places where they can put less money, and so that left a slum there, and all these people have no more jobs. When Mr. and Mrs. Clinton came into Haiti in 2010, they said the best thing to do is to go back to that failed policy of the sweatshop. So the earthquake flagship reconstruction of the Clinton was a sweatshop that they gave to their clientele, South Koreans, who had lots of workers' rights and environmental violations, the South Korean company. But in order to give them this place, it's a 600-acre space. It's called Caracol. It was nowhere near. So for that $14 billion, their flagship, the Clinton's flagship reconstruction in Haiti, was a sweatshop, but it was built totally away from where the earthquake was. It was built in the north of Haiti, where there was no damage, and what they did was they took out about 400 farmers from their land, so they made the people homeless and without jobs to build this factory, and that's what they called their reconstruction. Also, they used the money for Oasis Hotel. They built about three or four hotels in Haiti since the earthquake, so they were able to build hotels and other things for foreigners with earthquake money and a sweatshop for us by displacing Haitian farmers and about 2,000 Haitian families who were eating off of that land. And what you have to understand is even this Caracol earthquake, which I think they spent $300 million on, they took 600 square land. Really what it was about was a hoax. What we have been saying since they started doing it was that nobody was hurt in the north. Why are you going to the north to do your earthquake relief? Well, it turns out that it's only 9 miles from the Haitian gold belt. And so they built that Caracol sweatshop there in order to build infrastructure, because Haiti has the most amount of gold in the Western Hemisphere. They needed to build infrastructure for the extraction companies like Franguista, who is a big donor of the Clinton Foundation. And I know you probably have already told your audience that Haiti has not given a license to do gold mining in there for about 50 years. One of the two rail gold mining licenses that was given during the term, like in 2002 while Mrs. Clinton was at the Secretary of State and Mr. Clinton was at the UN, was to something called VCS Mining, which had on its board Mrs. Clinton's brother, Tony Rado. So this is what they were doing. Pay per play, peddling their influence at the State Department to give extraction companies, contracts in Haiti. They literally control the Haitian government. Parliament wasn't working. So that's kind of, I don't want to go on. You can direct me where you want me to go, but I just wanted to kind of give you that idea.
We're talking with Azeelee Danto. She is a human rights lawyer, a political and social commentator, an award-winning playwright. She is the founder of the Haitian Lawyers Network. She and many Haitians are demanding justice, and they want the world to know the truth about what the Clintons did. What you're essentially telling me is this, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, that the Clintons essentially hijacked the massive relief effort for the earthquake, almost $14 billion, to give contracts to their friends, their cronies, a South Korean investor, to build sweatshops on the opposite side of the island, where there wasn't any damage whatsoever, to then build infrastructure so they can essentially then exploit and extract Haiti's massive gold reserves to benefit other major Clinton Foundation donors. And so, in essence, they're colonialists. In essence, they were involved in the financial rape and ripping off of the poor Haitian people. Am I wrong?
Absolutely correct. Well said. And let me tell you how worse it got. 2010, we had this massive earthquake. That was in January. Now, Haiti's been under occupation, actually, before 2010. There was UN, President Jean-Bertrand Aristide was my client, and the United States knew that Haiti has massive oil, massive iridium, massive gold for a long time. When Aristide came into power, it was the first time for a long time that we had a democratically elected president, and we had people, especially, remember I told you, that C.K. Soleil folks who were in the 80s came into the Port-au-Prince, swelled up that population. They came because of U.S. policy that had built up this free trade zone. And then when the free trade zone left, you were left with this amazing, you know, space where, you know, people didn't have a job and it became a slum. Well, that was the space that got gathered itself together and voted to have President Aristide become president because these people were desperate. They no longer had their land. They had nowhere, and you really can't immigrate at that time because the United States still has like a double policy where the Cubans can come in, but the Haitians cannot. So it's always that kind of stuff. So essentially, what happened was, they brought in the UN in 2004 to quell the people that were there because of Haitian U.S. policy that brought them out of their regular outback farmland and brought them into this area, and they were trying to get a better living, so they voted for Jean-Bertrand Aristide. The United States did not want popular democracy or participatory democracy. It wants fake election with the oligarchy. What your folks have to understand, the mainstream media will never tell you, is that less than 1% of the Haitian population owns 98% of the Haitian wealth. They're mostly people from another population that came into Haiti for asylum from the Middle East. They're Lebanese, they're Israelis, they're Syrians, but mostly these are guys that were the families that were looking back in, you know, 50, 70 years ago was looking for asylum, and Haiti gave them asylum. But because of racism, you know, they moved up in the era, and these are these white Haitians. They are what Americans used to call the morally repugnant elite. Now, essentially, you have this group of people who are the overseers. They own all the ports in Haiti. They have privatized the ports. They've privatized trade, and the people are left with no economic way of moving up. So essentially, what's really amazingly evil about the Clintons was that not only did they co-opt the monies that were being given for homeless people, but they took that opportunity to bring in a Michel Martelly as a puppet president. And your audience can go look. Now, this is Hillary Clinton is today asking Americans to vote for her. She has no respect for the sanctity of the vote. I don't have to talk about Bernie Sanders, but since we're in Haiti, what they did in 2010, her and her consigliere, Cheryl Mills, with Susan Rice at the UN, was basically tell Haitians, you will put this man in office. Now, this is a former crackhead. Not that I don't believe in redemption for folks who've done well, but this guy has no qualifications to become president, and he wasn't voted in, but the Haitian Electoral Council gave Cheryl Mills, who was the deputy secretary under Mrs. Clinton, her Clintonite folks. You know, remember Cheryl Mills was the lawyer they used during the Monica Lewinsky case back in 1999, so she's been a Clintonian forever, and so she's part of the family. So the Haitian Electoral Council gave Cheryl Mills one result and said, you know, so-and-so and so-and-so are the top two. They came back and put in Michel Martelly and removed the second person, and so they basically doctored our election.
Incredible.
And brought in Michel Martelly. And this guy...
Azili, sorry, I don't mean to cut you off. I got to go to a break. I'll have a few minutes when I come back. So they essentially propped up a puppet.
That's
they
right.
Put up gave a them, puppet in Haiti.
Gave them all of the land that I'm talking to you about,
so
and
they
sign
can
off
continue to pillage.
He rule by decree.
So rule by decree, so they can continue, and their clients and their donors, to pillage and plunder the poor people
That's
of Haiti.
Right.
Incredible.
And Haiti has lost 30% of its territory because of those decrees.
Incredible.
Under a black president and Clinton.
Incredible. Okay, we're going to have more. The final question I'm going to ask Azili is this. Clinton, Bill, and Hillary said, send checks, send cash, send money to help rebuild Haiti. What happened to that money? That question and her answer next.
WRKO and 93.7 FM HD2.
Okay, my friends, we are talking with award-winning playwright. She is a human rights attorney. In fact, the attorney of Haiti's first democratically elected president. She's highly respected among Haitian people, not just here, but in Haiti. Her name is Azili Danto. She's been opening our eyes onto how the Clintons have colonized and financially, economically raped the island of Haiti. I've got to ask you one final question, Azili. Clinton kept saying, send cash, send cash. He sent it to the Clinton Foundation, send cash. Millions of dollars were sent by the American people in cash. What happened to that cash?
It was squandered. It was used to give jobs to Clinton Foundation folks. And basically, for instance, you know, just to tell your audience, just look at cooks like Claudia Osorio, who is now spending 12 years in prison. The Clintons made sure he got $10 million. So it was just squandered, essentially. It did not help any Haitians. It was used for instance, Oasis Hotel. It was used for Dennis O'Brien, who is a cell phone mogul. He used the money to change his platform and be able to do mobile banking to get more money out of the people. Oh, and also they gave us cholera insurance. Remember, cholera came into Haiti, and the Clintons tried to make as if it wasn't the UN that put it there. 10,000 Haitians have died because of that cholera. But instead of giving clean water, the Clintons gave us cholera insurance, the ineffective cholera insurance, ineffective cholera vaccines, that's the first thing, and then they brought cholera insurance to people who are already destroyed. That's why we have this thing called Zili Blo in Haiti, which is clean water, because clean water is a solution to cholera. So in addition to this amazing thing that we had with regards to the earthquake, the internationals came in and gave us cholera. Haiti has never had this. It has killed 10,000 Haitians and made a million Haitians sick. Oh, and right now we're dealing with another catastrophic event because of Matthew.
Because of Hurricane Matthew, at least 800 Haitians have died. I know there's a GoFundMe page. Azili, very quickly, where can people go if they want to help?
Absolutely. So there's a GoFundMe page. It's called Zili Blo, Z-I-L-I-D-L-O, Zili Blo. Just go to GoFundMe. You can find it. And you can also find my website if you want to find out any information, because we've sent out a message to Trump to say, you know, here's what you need to do to get more black votes, Haitian votes, because, you know, they're not going to vote for Hillary Clinton. So we hope that he will be paying attention to what we've asked, which is you know.
Azili, I've got to go. I'm up against it, but thank you so much.
Absolutely.
God bless you.
Thank you so much.
God bless you.